Well, this is kind of like a developing story here, because I just happened to stumble upon this note about a group of over 50 GOP lawmakers joining almost the entire Democratic caucus and forcing a vote on legislation which would reauthorize the Export-Import Bank. No doubt you've been following this, obviously. Maybe just to get the ball rolling, what do you think of this latest development?
Well, it's very unusual to have a what is called a discharge petition, that is, to have a majority of the members of the House of Representatives petition to get a bill to the floor for a vote. The United States Senate has already voted three different times by bipartisan majorities in excess of 60 votes every time to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank. However, the House has not voted. The chairman of the committee with jurisdiction has not allowed the committee to take any action, one way or the other. No reform, no vote up or down or sideways, for that matter. So finally, because the bank has been expired for more than, July, August, and September, more than 3 months, and because jobs are being lost, because exports are being lost, finally a majority of the House said, we need a vote. One way or the other, we need a vote.
Are you feeling optimistic that now that this looks like it will be coming to a vote, are you feeling optimistic that it'll be approved to continue or to revive the bank after its 3 months absence?
I don't think anybody doubts that there will be a large majority of members of the House of Representatives who will vote to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank. The Export-Import Bank makes a profit for the taxpayers of the United States. It does not cost the taxpayers money. It does not add to the deficit. It shrinks the deficit. And 60 countries have what are called export credit agencies. That's what the Export-Import Bank is. For us to not have one ties one hand behind the back of our exporters, and particularly when you see that many, many big projects around the world require the support of that country's export credit agency in order to be allowed to bid on the project. Not just to win the project, you're not allowed to bid unless, in our case, the Export-Import Bank of the United States supports your project. Well, it can't support your project if it's not been reauthorized. So we're losing literally billions of dollars worth of projects and the jobs that go with them because we're not even allowed to bid under the rules for many, many projects.
One of many good arguments about this. I guess the only other question I had was, or let you respond to those who were against the reauthorization of this bank. They equate it with corporate welfare, arguing that it gives taxpayer dollars to giants like Boeing and General Electric that don't need government subsidies. What's your response to that?
Well, of course, as I've already said, the Export-Import Bank makes money for the taxpayers. It reduces the deficit. But the important thing is that many of these people who oppose Ex-Im Bank are friends of mine. They say we can compete on a level playing field with anybody in the world, and that is absolutely true. But when we have the highest corporate tax rate in the world, when we're the only developed country in the world that taxes foreign profits a second time, we don't have a territorial tax system, we don't have a level playing field. When the Chinese subsidize their exports 15 times more than the Export-Import Bank guarantees loans, then it is not a level playing field. I work for Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan said when the Export-Import Bank was reauthorized in his administration, it would be stupid for us to tie one hand behind the back of our exporters when nobody else is doing that. That's not a level playing field. With a level playing field, we have to have the Export-Import Bank to keep it level.
Understood. Those are all the questions I had, unless there was anything else you wanted to add, sir, that I didn't touch on.
No, sir, Jeremy, I think you covered it all. I appreciate you letting me have a chance to answer your questions.
And I thank you for taking the time out to talk to us. You take care now.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye-bye.